And every time Satan tempted him, Jesus' response was, "It is written." And then he would respond with some scripture that applied to his situation. Satan would attack, difficulty came, and his response was, "It is written." And he stood firm on the word of God. His foundation was God's word, and it affected the outcome of his difficulty. Every time, his response was built on the word of God. Listen, when storms come, the only way we can endure them is if we have a solid foundation of God's word, not just hearing them, but doing them, taking them and allowing them to affect our life. And the rock that we should build our lives on is Jesus and his word. And when our life is founded on that, we will make it through the storms of life.
Worship Generation Radio presents Pastor Nate Gallagher of the Factory Youth, a ministry of Calvary Chapel, Vero Beach. We are currently in a series looking at Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. One of the things that we hear Jesus say in this sermon is, "You have heard it was said, but I say to you." Jesus is bringing a new message from heaven, and that message is the way that God's kingdom works and how we can be a part of it. And the kingdom of God is nothing like the kingdom of men. If we want to be great in his kingdom, we must learn to be the servant of all. Although this seems counterintuitive, it makes the kingdom of God accessible for everyone. And in this series, we are learning how we can be a part of God's kingdom. Here's Pastor Nate with today's teaching.
And we got to understand the reality when we build our life on the word of God and the things of it, difficulties will come. It's not an excuse to get out of difficulties. They're going to come, but it will affect the outcome of our life. Storms will come no matter what you build your life on, but the outcome of the storm is completely dependent upon what you choose to build your life on. So Jesus lays out the storm, and the reality is we're all going to face it. Some of us, we know it all too well. We know what it's like. Like we see the Weather Channel of our life and it's like a storm's coming. Like Hurricane Matthew is on its way and it's going to kill everybody. And then we have a choice. We either prepare for it with wisdom or we suffer through it. But the reality is storms are going to come. Some of you, you're like, "I've never experienced a storm in life." Listen, difficulties come. Hard times come, whether it's with friendships, whether it's at home, whether it's at the workplace or school, whatever it is, difficulties come. But when our foundation is in Jesus, we'll have the right perspective in it and we'll be able to get through it. And so Jesus gives us first the storm, and then he gives us two options for foundations to build our lives on. And the second, you can write this down, is the rock. So he lays out for us. He's like, "Okay, there's a storm coming at your house, at your life." And the reality is when this storm comes, one of two things is going to happen. One, you're going to withstand it. One, you're going to make it out on the other side. Or two, it's going to get knocked down. But what you choose to build your life on is going to affect the outcome of the storm. And Jesus not only tells us that everyone will face storms, but he also gives us what we need in order to prepare for the storm. And that is the proper foundation. And he tells us that the proper foundation is to build our life on is obeying his word. Verse 24, he says, "Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine," meaning the entire sermon that he just gave, "whoever hears what I just said," and not doesn't just hear them, but does them, he says, "I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock." Jesus has just preached the best sermon of all time. He's told us the keys to the kingdom, what it looks like to be in a relationship with him. But what he wants us to understand is that hearing his sermon wasn't enough. And they are now accountable for what they've heard. Jesus says they now have to do what he's talked about. This is obedience, right? Obedience is when you hear something and then you do what was said. Right, all the time, I remember growing up, my parents were like, "Did you hear me?" And you're like, "Yeah, I heard you, but I didn't allow it to affect me," right? Like, I heard you, but I wasn't listening. You know the difference? Like, "Oh yeah, I heard words." Like, there was definitely talking happening. It was interrupting what I was doing, like watching SpongeBob or whatever. And I heard you, but I didn't listen to you. And there's a difference between hearing and obeying, hearing and listening. And Jesus is telling us that the foundation that allows us to stand firm in the difficulties of life is obedience to what Jesus has said. And listen, we are accountable for what we've heard. Meaning, if we've heard the gospel, we're accountable for that. Meaning that should affect our life. And once we've experienced the grace and goodness of God, we should have a desire to see other people enter into a relationship with God. We're accountable for it. If we have heard it, we need to allow it to affect our lives. And it is up to us to take what we've heard and actually apply it to our lives. And the only way we can endure the storms of life is if we put into practice the things that Jesus has said to us. It isn't about just hearing something, but it's about hearing and doing. And when we live like this, when we allow God's word to actually play a part in our lives, we begin to build our lives on the solid foundation. So we need to have God's word in our lives, but not just hear it, also allow it to affect our lives. The problem is we live in a biblically illiterate culture. And what I mean by that is people don't know the Bible. People don't know what the Bible says. People don't know what Jesus said. People don't know the message of the gospel, the whole message of this book. They don't understand it. They don't know it. We go to church to get fed, or we listen to a podcast to get fed, which are great things, but we need to allow God to speak to us directly. How do we expect to do what God has asked us to do if we literally don't know what he's asked us to do? You ever been in that situation? Like, your parents text you like, I'm on my way home. You better get it done. And you're like, get what done? Like, oh my gosh, I have no idea what they're talking about. Like, I know when they get home, they're going to be mad, but I have no idea what it's about. That's so often how Christians live their life. They're like, God has told me to do something, but I don't know what he's told me to do. So how do we expect to do what he's asked us to do if we have no idea what he's asked us to do? We need to know what Jesus has said, but we also need to do what he said. And when we obey him, we're building our lives on a solid foundation. All I'm saying is that we simply need to get to know God's word. We need to spend time in it because God wants to speak to us in it. We need to make sure that we're allowing God to speak to us, because what he'll do is he'll speak to us right where we're at, and it'll affect our lives. And then what you'll find is when difficulties come, you'll refer back to what God has spoken to you. But what are you going to refer back to if he's never spoken to you? The Bible talks about the Holy Spirit, and that when the Holy Spirit is active in our lives and when we're living Spirit-led, he is going to remind us of the things of God. He can't remind us of anything if we don't know it to begin with. You can't remember something that never happened, right? Like, oh, I remember that. No, you don't. It never happened. How can he remind you? There's a passage right before this, Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. It's back in Matthew 4. And the Sermon on the Mount begins in Matthew 5. But Jesus, he gets led out into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit. God was directing him. And he gets to the wilderness, and for 40 days, he didn't eat. 40 days, he didn't eat. Like, I have a hard time going like 4 hours without eating. 40 days, he didn't eat. And then on top of that, we're told that the enemy, Satan, shows up. And that Satan was tempting him, trying to get him to do things that he wasn't supposed to do. And every time Satan tempted him, Jesus' response was, "It is written." And then he would respond with some scripture that applied to his situation. Satan would attack, difficulty came, and his response was, "It is written." And he stood firm on the word of God. His foundation was God's word, and it affected the outcome of his difficulty. Every time, his response was built on the word of God. Listen, when storms come, the only way we can endure them is if we have a solid foundation of God's word, not just hearing them, but doing them, taking them and allowing them to affect our life. And the rock that we should build our lives on is Jesus and his word. And when our life is founded on that, we will make it through the storms of life. So we've got the storm. It affects everyone. We've got option A, which Jesus clearly shows us is the right option. That's the rock, building our life on the word of God, not just hearing it, but doing it. But then the second foundation Jesus shows us is the sand. The sand. To ignore Jesus is to build on sand. The sand. There are so many things that can be the sand that we build our lives on. And there are so many things that people attempt to build their lives on. Whether it's relationships, they think that the right person in their life will complete them. But the reality is people are unreliable and relationships don't last forever. Even the best one doesn't last forever, right? Our life, we're temporary here on earth. It can last forever. And so if we're building our life on relationships, it won't last forever. And we've experienced people are unreliable. People say one thing and they do another. They're like, oh yeah, I'll meet you there. And they don't show up. Like, we know that. So why would we build our life on relationships? Other people build their life on work. People think that their job will make their life meaningful and satisfy them. And if they could just work and work and climb that corporate ladder and get to that place to make this amount of money so that they could have that house and that car and this position, then they'll be satisfied. And they build their life on their job. But no matter how hard you work, a job cannot make your life meaningful. Some people build on success. They attempt to build their life on fame or fortune. But listen, fame is temporary and money doesn't last. We know that. We see how quickly stars come and go. It doesn't last. We see how quickly money comes and goes. It doesn't last. We just get paid and the next week, like, we're broke again. Like, that's life. And yet some people, they try to build their life on that. Some people build their life on their goals. They put all their stock in their future. One day, this may or may not happen. But listen, some goals never come about. Sometimes we never reach what we were hoping to reach. We can't build our lives on our goals. Other builds their life on religion. They think that doing good things for God and living like that will be a solid foundation for life. But doing good for God will never make up for the bad we've done. Just doing good can't make us unsin. Can't make us not sin. We're still sinners. We still need something different. We will never outdo our sin with good behavior. Now, none of these things are bad things. Relationships, work, success, goals, religion. None of those things are bad things. But they're bad when we attempt to build our whole life on them. There's a pastor named Rich Wilkerson Jr. He wrote a book called Sandcastle Kings. And if you're looking for a book to read, it's an amazing book on this text, Matthew 7. I was reading it this week to prepare for this study. But he talked about, he said this about this, that good things become bad things when we make them foundational things. That good things in life, no matter what they are, all these things, religion, goals, success, money, whatever it is, they're good things. They're not bad in themselves, but they become bad things when we attempt to build our life on them. These things were never meant to be the foundation of our lives. They may be okay on their own, but they cannot stand through the storms of life because difficulties will come and life will get tough. And if we have built our lives on the wrong things, we will not be able to last through the storm. But the problem is it's really easy to build our lives on sand. It's a lot easier for us to build our life on people or success or our future than it is to build our life on the Word of God. It's easier. That's why we do it. Because partly is we can see it. We can feel the success. We have those relationships. But listen, just as easy as it is to build your life on those things will fall apart. As easy as it is to build my life on this or that, those things will fall apart. And Jesus wants us to understand that everyone is going to face a storm. Everyone is going to, there's a storm that's going to come, and it has the ability to wreck our lives or to just shake. And Jesus says it totally depends on what you've built your life on. When you build your life on the Word of God and doing what he said, he says that storm will come and it will blow and it will rain and it will do all these things, but you will not be shaken. Or you can build your life on the sand and the same storm's going to come. And listen to what he says. He says the rain's going to send, the floods are going to come, the winds are going to blow and beat on the house, and it will fall, and great was its fall. It was a spectacle of a fall. And Jesus, in these last three chapters, from 5 all the way through 7, he has given us the truth about the kingdom of God. The fact that anyone and everyone gets to be a part of it if they would simply come to him. He has given us the foundation on which we should build our life. But listen, this is so important. It is up to us to choose to build on that foundation. He's given us all the right materials to build a successful life in his kingdom. And now a life that can't be shaken, but we have to choose to use those materials and build on that foundation rather than attempting to build on our own foundation. Listen, when you choose to build your life on sand, it will not stand through the storm. But when you choose to build your life on the rock, no matter the storm, you will not be shaken. Listen, difficulty is going to come. I'm not up here telling you that life is going to be easy forever. It's not. It's going to be hard. Some days are going to be so hard you don't even want to get up. But listen, when you've built your life on the right foundation, you can be like Jesus in the middle of the difficulty and go, it is written. God has a plan for me. God has a purpose for me. Oh, we can stand on promises like God works all things together for those who love him and are called to according to his purpose. We can stand on those promises when we've built our life on him. But if we haven't built our life on him, we can't stand on those promises. What we're going to be turning to are the things that we've built our life on, like relationships, our success. Listen, your job can't save you. Your money can't save you. People can't save you. Only Jesus can save you. And no matter what our foundation is, we will face storms, but only one will stand through the storm, and that is building our life on Jesus. And so Jesus, he concludes his sermon. He's like, I've got one last thing to say, and that is don't just hear what I said. Do what I said. Apply it to your life. Actually allow the grace and the goodness and the love and the teaching of Jesus to not just hit your ears, but affect your life. And as you walk out this place, live in such a way that is in accordance to what God has spoken. And when you live like that, you will be able to face whatever it is that you're going to face. But we have to choose to build our life on that solid foundation. And we sing glory.
That concludes the teaching portion of today's message. But before we go, here's Nate with his wife Hannah to talk about how we can put this into practice.
We talked about in today's message how sand is building our life on anything other than Jesus and his word. Mm-hmm. And so often we build our lives on sand. We build our lives on relationships or work or things like that. Not necessarily bad things, just right. Not the right foundational thing. Why is it so easy for us to build our life on sand rather than building our life on the rock who is Jesus and his word?
Well, I think it's easy for us because if we're honest with ourselves, that's where most of our time goes. For the most part, we spend most of the day at work, most of the day with our families or with a spouse or a significant other that consumes so much of your time and your thought process. Mm-hmm. And even if you're not with that person or you're not at your job or whatever it is you do that takes up so much of your time, even when you're not there, you're thinking about it, you're planning how you're going to take this next step and go further in your career or further in your relationship. Or even you talked about religion. Sometimes you plan so much for, I have to be at this service and I have to make sure I get exactly 10% tithed away, mm-hmm. or whatever it might be,
right.
That it's just easier to have a list of tangible things and try to accomplish them or try to get them done. Mm-hmm. It's easier to do that than build your life on something that we really can't see.
Right.
We can read the word of God. We can let it affect our lives. But sometimes it can be hard to make your whole life be built on something that you have to have faith in.
Right.
And I think that's why it's difficult for people. It's easier for them to build it on a job where they know if I work this hard, I'll make this much
right.
money. And if I work hard in 5 years, I'll be at this position. And in 10 years, I'll be here. It's safe to them. It's secure to them. So it's easier to build on that than it is to build on the Word of God, because building on the Word of God requires faith and trust that it's not something you can do yourself, but it's something that you're giving to the Lord, that He's setting the foundation of your life.
Wow. So what does a life look like that is built on the rock versus a life that's built on sand?
Well, the problem with building on things that are sand is that you, even though you think they're more trustworthy because you can see them, touch them, feel them, they really aren't.
Wow.
Because a job you can lose at any time, a relationship you can lose at any time, even religion you'll get burnt out on eventually.
Right.
None of, and even if you're the best at religion, you can't, you're going to slip up sometimes.
Right.
You're going to make a mistake eventually.
Right.
And so building on those things, it's sand because it's not always going to be there. It's not a sure foundation because you can't guarantee those things in life.
Mm-hmm.
What is true and tested and has withstood time is the Word of God. And so if your life is built on the Word of God, you won't be moved and you'll be unchanged. And when the storms of life do come, you'll have His word, His promises that He's going to take care of you in this storm, that He's going to be with you in this storm.
Wow.
Where if you're built on the sand of a relationship or a job, that changes. And so it's better to be building your life on the foundation of God's word, because that's not going to change. So that's what your life looks like. If your life is a life built on sand, you're going to have inconsistency. You're going to be moved frequently.
Mm-hmm.
Your sand pile, storms will come. Your sand pile won't hold you, and you'll find yourself trying to build on a different sand pile at another time. But if you're built on the word of God, that rock, no matter what storm, He's going to carry you through
it. So good. Well, that concludes our series called Paradox. We've been talking and looking at Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, and we've just been breaking down this sermon that He gave and how applicable it is, how powerful it was, and this was the last message. But if you missed any of it, you can listen to all of them at ccvb.net/thefactorypodcast. You can listen to the series in its entirety, and you can go back and re-listen, or if you want to catch any other messages that you've missed from a different series, please go check that out. Thank you so much for listening. My name's Nate, along with my wife, Hannah, and we're so thankful that you've tuned in, and God bless you.
Thank you for listening to today's study presented by Worship Generation Radio. If you would like to listen again or hear more of Pastor Nate's teaching, visit us online at ccvb.net/thefactorypodcast. You can keep up with all that is going on with Pastor Nate or The Factory by following on Instagram at Nate M. Gallagher or at The Factory Youth. If this message has blessed you, we would love to hear about it. Send an email to church@ccvb.net. Join us next time as we continue studying the Bible with Pastor Nate Gallagher.